Chapter 55. She is pale though, and looks much exhausted. I hope she may not be wearing herself out, but I am very much afraid. Apostrophe, these considerations led the deep-sighted lady into a calculation of the probable duration of Mrs. Witherly's life, and the chances of the disconsolate widower bestowing his hand on her daughter. Before reaching home, she had freed Mrs. Witherly's soul from all bodily restraint, married Kate with great splendor at St. George's, Hanover Square, and only left undecided the minor question, whether a splendid French polished mahogany bedstead should be erected for herself in the two-pair back of the house in Cadogan Place, or in the three-pair front, between which apartments she could not quite balance the advantages, and therefore adjusted the question at last, by determining to leave it to the decision of her son-in-law. The inquiries were made. The answer not to Kate's very great joy was favorable, and at the expiration of a week she betook herself, with all her movables and valuables, to Mrs. Witherly's mansion, where for the present we will leave her. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.